It's like a harp. Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. I would love to start with a Robert Rock guitar. An American guitar luthier who has built guitars for many, many concert classical guitarists for big names such as Manuel Barrueco. And he's also, as I said in the last week's weekly guitar meeting, a very inspirational figure for many guitar makers. And his guitars have a very brilliant and elegant sound, and the tone separation on his guitars are very, very good, on a very high level. And I think this is also what makes the classical guitarists want his guitars to play on. And this guitar is from 1978 and it has the number 162. The top of the guitar is spruce and the back and sides, Jesus Christ, look at it. It's made of Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Some of Brazilian rosewoods that have been used in the older guitars, so from 80s and 70s and 90s, look really amazing. And you can find more detailed and more clear pictures of the back and sides of the guitars, of course, on our website. You can find the link in the video description. Well, I would say I will play a few tones on this guitar and see how it sounds. I mean, actually, with some guitars, I don't need to talk. The guitar is speaking for itself, like this guitar. I noticed that the Robert Rock guitars have a very, very singing tone, very lyrical, and if you listen to the last week's weekly guitar meeting, that Robert Rock had also exactly the same colors and the same beautiful color and the elegant tone. And I think this is a very typical characteristic of a Robert Rock guitar. Thank you. What a colorful guitar, easy to play, very well resonating, and I think the most important characteristic of this guitar are some qualities like the singing tone, the tone separation, the elegant tone, and also the balance of the guitar is very good. It's not the loudest guitar, and I think this is also not the idea of this guitar to be loud. It's more about balance and elegant tone. So, it's a Robert Rock guitar from 1978 with a stunning, beautifully Brazilian rosewood. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. And let's move to the next one. And the next guitar is made by the French guitar luthier Vincent Engelbrecht. And this is the second guitar made by Vincent Engelbrecht that I'm reviewing and that we had at Zika's Guitars, I think. The first one was very impressive, very loud and responsive sounding guitar, still with good clarity. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. It has the number 141. And it's a lattice-braced guitar with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Very beautiful Indian rosewood. It's like a painting. Very, sometimes I see the woods like a painting. They look like someone has drawn beautiful painting with different colors. And this guitar has also a slightly elevated fingerboard, which makes it, for me, much easier to play. I think at this moment, I notice a huge difference between guitars with an elevated fingerboard and not elevated fingerboard. Let's see how this guitar sounds. Sustain. I think this is a guitar that you, if you didn't know that this guitar has a lattice braced top, probably you would think, maybe it's a traditionally built guitar, because the tone separation and the clarity is very good on this guitar. You can follow every voice if you are playing a chord. I can also follow the, actually it makes sense. I wanted to say that I can follow the middle voice on this guitar very good. And then I remember that you can follow every voice on this guitar. I mean, it makes sense, especially when I'm playing this part of my arrangement. Sometimes if I'm playing the second and the fourth string on some guitars, the voicing is not that clear. It's very nasal. But in this case, beautiful. Wow. And by the way, if you want to have my arrangement of the Persian piece Sultana Galpa, you can find the link in the video description. A Vincent Engelbrecht guitar, brand new from 2025, lattice braced, and also very impressive sounding guitar, exactly as the first guitar that I reviewed a few months ago. And yeah, if you need more information about this guitar, the polishing, weight, scale, you can find the information in the video description. So you can find the link, and if you click on the link, you will have all those information. And let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is by the German guitar luthier Jonas Schnele. And Jonas Schnele is a very talented guitar luthier who is building, I think, two different models, Classic Pro and Concert Pro. And this guitar that I'm reviewing now is a Classic Pro model made by Jonas Schnele, brand new from 2025, and it has the number 29. And it has a traditional construction, but it sounds actually very loud and responsive. And it comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the finishing of the neck of the guitar is matte. So actually it feels very good to, if you are changing the position of the left hand, it feels very smooth. Let's see how this guitar performs. Very good sustain. Brilliant. It's a very well breathing guitar. Great clarity. You can follow every voice. Very singing tone. Also love it if a guitar reacts to your left hand, to the movements, to the vibratos. Because in some guitars you can do whatever you want, but the tone doesn't vibrate that much. Oh, beautiful tone. Thank you. have to say, this guitar is also very comfortable to play, for me at least. So if you are looking for a very comfortable guitar, a guitar that works, just works, I mean, this is all we want from a good guitar, this might be the right guitar for you. It was a Jonas Schnele guitar, the Classic Pro model, number 29 from 2025. And let me know your opinion on the sound of this guitar. And let's move to the next guitar. I think we have still two guitars left. This guitar is, I think, one of my favorite guitars in the last few months. I knew it straight away as soon as I played a few chords on it. It's made by Raffaele D'Antone from... I have to check the name of the city. Canazei Trento. I think it's somewhere in Italy, north of Italy. And anyway, let's talk about the guitar. I think I have played one or two guitars by Raffaele D'Antone, and I was very, very impressed by the sound. And this one is again for me a step forward. It's a traditionally built guitar with a very, very high quality spruce top. You can see the structure and all the grains on the top. And the rosette of the guitar is beautiful. I see some purple colors in it, and it makes the rosette very beautiful. And you have the same structure also on the bridge of the guitar. It has an elevated fingerboard, slightly elevated, so not like a Humphrey guitar. And it has a very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has a number 11. Let's see how it sounds. Three things: very good tone, very elegant, very focused tone, no weird resonance or some noises, very clear and focused tone, and beautiful, of course. The tone color is really beautiful. Very well balanced, all the tones have the same loudness. Piano, and the guitar is resonating very well. You can feel that the whole guitar is vibrating if you are playing on it. Lovely. It's a pure joy to play on this guitar. Congrats to Raffaele D'Antona. And the last guitar of this week is again a guitar to overwhelm me. It's a 10 strings guitar made by the very well-known Japanese guitar luthier Kazuo Sato, who is actually based for a very long time in Germany. And this guitar is from 1976 and it has 10 strings. And because of that, I'm not going to play the usual pieces on it, but I will give you a sound impression of this guitar because it sounds actually very good. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And the length of the nut of the guitar is 83 millimeters. So this space is 83. And the normal guitars have usually 51 to 53 millimeters. And yeah, it's of course very unusual for me, but I have to say it feels still comfortable. Usually when I'm playing on a 10 strings guitar, I'm completely overwhelmed by it. But in this case, it feels still natural. So it has a very natural shape. But yeah, let's see what I can do. I mean, if you are able to play on this guitar, it will be a lot of joy and excitement because you have so many new possibilities to create a beautiful sound on this guitar, harmonically also. And I have to say, this guitar is resonating very well. Also, the basses are really... I mean, for me, it's like a toy. I'm just messing around with it. But you can hear the sound color of the guitar and the volume, the depth of the guitar. Like a harp. I made it. Whew, it can be very confusing to see so many strings. I mean, we are used to play 6 strings, and suddenly these 4 additional strings, if you are not used to play on this guitar, can be very confusing. But I think you have an idea of the sound of this guitar. It sounds very beautiful, very well resonating, and very natural. This is also a very important point for me. When you play on 10 or 11 strings guitar, sometimes it doesn't sound that natural, of course, because of the construction of the guitar. But in this case, it sounds like a very beautiful sounding guitar, and you have 4 additional strings on it. So it's a Kazuo Sato guitar from 1976. It was also the last guitar of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. If you did, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. If you didn't do that already, we are going to have a lot of interesting content for you. And if you have an idea for a content, what we could do, what would be interesting for you, just write it down in the comments. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.